Welcome, thirsty soul. The South Main Church of Christ podcast is intended as a collaborative effort between the Churches of Christ in East Central and Southeast Ohio who sing vocal music during worship services. Our goal with the podcast is simple: to connect the message of Christ with you through the lessons from the Bible. We hope you will find this podcast to be a fountain for all. Hi, this is Jim Lanning. On this week's South Main Church of Christ podcast, I sit down with Alicia Miklos, director of the Southeast Ohio Food Bank, to discuss their fresh food market.
What you're going to find when you walk in the door is a small grocery store with carts and with fresh produce. We have refrigerated and frozen items, dairy, eggs, you name it.
We'll get to all of that in a few moments. First, let's get details about the Christian News from Jared.
The Christian News is updated frequently on its own page on our website, smcocnl.org. It is a resource of dozens of stories, but with a focus on Ohio. Some of the stories that we've covered on the Christian News include the Ohio State Buckeyes' baptisms and prayers on their road to the national title. Also, the Churches of Christ disaster response team near Dayton and their recovery efforts after major storms. Many more topics are covered on the Christian News page on smcocnl.org.
We have heard the joyful sound. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Bear the news to every land. Find the sea and cross the waves. Onward is our Lord's command. Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Now, Tyler has this week's inspirational thought.
Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life. Philippians chapter 2, verse 14 through 16. I'm Tyler Wheat.
He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. All day long, Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. He paid that debt at Calvary. He cleansed my soul and set me free. I'm glad that Jesus did all my sins erase. I now can sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. All day long, Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay.
Now, the conversation. We're here again today with Alicia from Southeast Ohio Food Bank, and we'd kind of like to review. We've had another podcast on that. And Alicia, glad to have you here today.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. So the Southeast Ohio Food Bank is a large storage and distribution hub that sends federal, state, and donated food out to our food pantries in our 10-county service region in Southeast Ohio. We are a program of Hocking Athens Perry Community Action, and it's helpful for folks to know that HAPCAP, my organization, also provides employment services, utility assistance, early childhood education, and transit services to Hocking Athens and Perry counties.
Thank you. What is the HAPCAP health market? And also it says something about a training hub. I don't know anything about those. And how about enlightening us on some of those things?
Yes, of course. So the HapCap for Health Market and Training Hub provides a supermarket-style choice pantry for neighbors. So what we are going for with that is we want neighbors to come in and to have a shopping experience and to have the choice and flexibility in choosing the foods that most serve their needs. So what you're going to find when you walk in the door is a small grocery store with carts and with fresh produce. We have refrigerated and frozen items, dairy, eggs, you name it. So it really is a very, we hope, pleasant experience. And it is meant to really center on the dignity of choice for people who are seeking food assistance in Southeast Ohio. We also offer wraparound services. So what that means is that we connect people who come to the market with other programs that HapCap offers, like our HEAP services, which is utility assistance. We also run an employment services program out of the market location. So folks who need basically employment assistance can seek out services there. We also have community health workers that are at the market that can help folks who are pregnant and people who are also dealing with chronic issues like diabetes, hypertension, and those sorts of illnesses. And then I'll just add as a final thing that in the future, we're going to be developing a workforce training or workforce development program where people can come and they can participate in the market and they can get training in warehousing, inventory procedures. They can learn how to drive a forklift. So the types of skills that might prepare them for employment in the retail sector or other jobs.
Okay. That covers a wide range of services, the necessary services.
Yes, absolutely.
That's good.
We're very excited.
If I came to the health market, how much money would I need to?
You do not need any money, Jim.
Okay.
Yes, this is these services, the food, everything is no cost. We serve anyone in our 10-county service area. And again, that's Athens, Gallia, Hocking, Jackson, Lawrence, Meigs, Morgan, Perry, Vinton, and Washington counties. There is an income guideline. You should be at 200% or below of the federal poverty line, but we do not ask for proof of your income. So you can come in and tell us that you qualify for the services, and we will hook you up with a shopping cart and a moment to shop.
Great, great. How was the HealthCap market created, or who was behind that? What was the idea of starting that?
Yeah, so that really was the brainchild of many people at HapCap over the past few years. I would say it was a collaboration between our leadership team, so our executive director, Kelly Haddis, our director of development, Eva Bloom, and then also it kind of came out of our health initiatives, our health equity initiatives. So we have a team of community health workers that work through the food bank, and they were really kind of the dream was to have a community resource center that would provide neighbors with not only that access to food, but also connect them more directly to the many programs that HapCap offers. So kind of, the dream was a resource hub so that people wouldn't have to traverse so many locations to get access to the services they need. And then I'll mention also that there was a need for a choice style pantry in our network, because we really do believe in that dignity of choice and the importance of the neighbor experience when they walk in seeking food assistance. We want them to feel that their own preferences and needs are valued as they seek that help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm always interested in where food comes from. So where does your food come from, the sources? Mm-hmm. And could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So a large portion of our food at the Southeast Ohio Food Bank and at the HapCap for Health Market are from federal and state nutrition programs. So on the federal side, we get a lot of our food and funding from the Emergency Food Assistance Program, the TFAP program. And on the state side, the Ohio Food and Agricultural Clearance Program is another big source of food for us. For the market specifically, I also want to mention we got a really generous startup grant from the Ohio Association of Health Plans, which helped us get things off the ground. We also received a grant from Costco for food. But really, the talking sustainably, and you know, the big source of our food is from those federal and state nutrition programs. So really important that that those continue.
Okay.
Yeah.
A question here about people. Can you take us through a typical day of someone who works at the health market?
Yeah, so a typical day at the market would involve stocking the shelves, managing the inventory in the warehouse, guiding volunteers and showing them kind of how to stock shelves and how to talk to neighbors. Our staff also assists neighbors with bagging their food and taking it out to their cars and answering any questions about the multiple services that are offered at the hub. And I want to give a shout out here to our AmeriCorps service members. We have two members who really were integral in getting the project rolling, but they help with all those daily tasks. We also have a reception person, Kelsey, who greets folks and tells them all about the shopping experience and also connects them to other services that they might need. And we are serving right now at the HapCap for Health Market an average of 45 to 50 households per day. Oh, and so just to mention, because we haven't, that would be open hours Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. If folks want to come in. So
you might ask about volunteers. What types of things can you do by volunteering to help out?
Yeah, I think it would be some of the tasks that I mentioned above. So help stocking the shelves, really helping neighbors through the process if they have any questions, helping them bag their food, carry it out to their car, and maybe even load it up in their car. So if people are interested in a direct service volunteer opportunity where they're actually interacting with our neighbors and with families, that they could have that experience at the market. Yeah.
Okay. What about some interesting stories you might have? I'm sure with people there's some things that maybe that come to mind to you that you'd like to tell us about.
Sure.
Things that have happened.
Yeah, sure. So I did talk to our coordinator, Taylor Major Dame. She runs the market program currently. And she mentioned a very sweet older lady who comes into the market. And this lady, she loves mixing Chex Mix with the dried fruits and nuts that we provide at the HapCap for Health Market. And this nice neighbor was asking if anyone at the market liked Chex Mix and offering to bring in some next time and showing them how to mix the dried fruit and the nuts with the Chex Mix. So I think that, you know, this type of kindness that our community displays, it is reflected in those daily interactions that happen at the market, and that no matter how little someone has, we see that people are looking to give to one another and to help others. So I think that's a really nice anecdote that exemplifies people who are frequenting the market.
People helping people and people caring.
Yes,
about people.
Absolutely.
Well, Tom, do you have any questions at this time that you'd want to ask?
I think so. Everything's well done.
Can I just share the address and the hours one more time for your listeners?
Yes.
So the HapCap for Health Market and Training Hub is located at 35222 Hawking Drive in Logan, Ohio. And we are open Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. No appointment required. You can drive up, walk on in, and have access to those services. And if you do have any questions, you can email themarket@hapcap.org or call 740-767-1080.
Right. We've given you a lot of information today, and you might want to do that. If you caught something there that's of interest that you need, check in and call and find out more about it.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you so much, Alicia, again, for coming. And we appreciate all the information. And we do need to care about one another.
Yes. Thank you, Jim. I really enjoyed being here.
Thank you for your work.
Yes. Thank you.
And now here's Mark Randolph with this week's bulletin announcements.
Welcome this week to our weekly announcements. We remember all the ones that's on the prayer list, especially the ones that's going to be having upcoming procedures and surgeries, and remember all the ones that's mentioned in the prayer list, and we remember them at this time. Also, we remember our Bible studies on Sunday mornings at 9:45. We remember that, and also the ladies get together at 5 p.m. over the phone on Sunday evening. Wednesday night, we have our midweek service, and that'll be at 6:30. Our church youth group will be getting together on Friday, June the 20th. That'll be from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. in our fellowship hall. Also, we have an area-wide sing coming up here in New Lex on June the 27th. That'll be from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. that night. Of course, we remember all the other events that's going on around us and be able to take in part of that and remind you of that. This is Mark Randolph with your weekly announcements.
My closing thoughts for the Southeast Ohio Food Bank comes from James again, chapter 2. This is verse 18. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works.
Some glad morning, when this life is o'er, I fly away, to a home on God's blessed shore, I fly away. You know I fly away, oh glory, I fly away in the morning, when I die, hallelujah, by and by, I fly away.
Thanks for listening. I'm Jim Lanning, currently serving as one of the three elders at South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio. The other two elders at our church are Tom Shepherd and Ernie Starling. Our theme is There's a Fountain Free, composed by Mrs. M.B.C. Slade and Dr. A.B. Everett. Other hymns we feature in this podcast are He Paid a Debt He Did Not Owe, composed by American Folk Melody and Pam Stevenson. Also, we have heard A Joyful Sound, composed by William J. Kirkpatrick and Priscilla J. Owens. And to close this podcast, I'll Fly Away, composed by Albert E. Brumley. We would like to thank all of the guests who agreed to take part in our discussion each week and hope to have them back with us in the future to discuss the Bible and what we can learn from Scripture. Our guests this season are from, but not limited to, the following organizations: the Southeast Ohio Food Bank in Logan, Hawking County, Christ's Table in Zanesville, Muskingum County, Somerset Church of Christ in Somerset, Perry County, New Concord Church of Christ in New Concord, Muskingum County, Churches of Christ Disaster Response Team in Tipp City, Miami County, Pennsville Church of Christ in Pennsville, Ohio, Morgan County, Lone Star Church of Christ in Falls of Ruff, Kentucky, World Bible School. Our weekly announcements are written by Holly Randolph and narrated by Mark Randolph. Thanks to Jared Allen, our technology room steward and media producer, as well as for serving as the writer, editor, and the scheduler of our guests. Jared also is our webmaster and assembler of the stories on the Christian News webpage. We thank all of our church members for their support. Most of all, we thank you for listening each week to the South Main Church of Christ podcast and hope you will subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We hope you will come join us for a Sunday worship service at 7th Smith Street in New Lexington, Ohio, and stop in during one of our Bible study sessions. Please be on the lookout for our special podcast posted from time to time. Let's talk again in a week.
Just a few.